The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two. We'll do 3 hours today. I've committed to that. So we'll do 3 hours of radio today. Jermaine, did you know we were going to do 3 hours or...
That's cool with me. We can do three okay. hours.
We were just talking about Jermaine got a new dog, and somehow he thinks that this is going to end up being a good dog, even though it is half Chihuahua, half wiener dog. And our promo girl, Courtney, just came by and said, hey, I have a Chiweenie.
Yeah.
And I said, is it smart? And she said, no.
She said it's weird.
No, before that, she just said
she
no.
She did say no. She said no. She says, he's very weird. Sometimes he just won't eat. And I'm like, nah, that's not my dog.
Yeah. I don't know. I think you should have asked someone who had more dog knowledge than you if this was an okay move.
Dude, when I saw...
You didn't do enough research.
It's small. That was one of the main criteria. It's small.
I get it, but you got to get a small dog that's got some sense in its head.
Hey, that dog's smart enough not to mess with us. Smart enough to obey. Okay. When we say no, he doesn't do it anymore.
We'll see. I just want you to remember
The older they get, the smarter they get, right? They're not going to get older and dumber.
That's not necessarily true with Chihuahuas.
Yeah. It has... Nah. I'm not buying into this.
You'll see. And that Chihuahua, it's not yappy. You'll see. It'll be yappy. It'll bark all the time at everybody. It'll probably bark at you.
No, he wouldn't want to do that.
Oh, what would you do about it?
Fuss at him. Dude, when he gets fussed at him, he is like, he cowers and he goes and crawls and curls up in his bed when you fuss at him.
You have him in a crate?
No, we put him in the crate, like if we leave the house or something like that. But no, not for extended periods of time.
What about at nighttime?
He sleeps in his bed.
What, just wandering the house?
No, lays in his bed.
I know, but how do you know he doesn't wander the house when you're sleeping?
Because he's in the room with the kids. He doesn't move, bro. Like he sits in his bed and he just lays there. And if you leave the TV on, if he does wake up, he'll just watch TV.
Let's talk to Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. Sports.
How's it going? Sports to you.
Hey, so I've got a German Shepherd Rhodesian Ridgeback mix and a Chiweenie. And I'll tell you, the big dog, he is smart as can be, but that Chiweenie might be the dumbest animal I've ever had. He's super sweet. He's really chill. But, man, they are so stupid. Like... And he's fat. He doesn't bark. So you got that. I mean, he doesn't bark, but he'll kind of whine if he wants to be, like, picked up or something. But, yeah, you're in for, like, a really dumb dog that he's sweet. You got that going for you. So
do you,
good luck.
Do you exercise that dog?
Yeah, I walk him. I mean, he's really good on a leash. I mean, that's nice. He's better than the big dog. Yeah, I mean, he's just stupid.
All right.
I mean, that's all I can say about him.
Well, that's all I needed to hear. I knew it.
You were just gloating over this, aren't you?
I mean, I just know what the final result of this is going to be.
Oh, man. Like, Lamont just tweeted in, Jermaine has a retention pond in his hood with potential gators. If he becomes a problem, he can get rid of the problem.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah, Lamont and I live not too far from each other.
Oh.
Yeah. So in our old neighborhood, there was also a bunch of gators and stuff you can find all the time. Yeah.
Where do you live?
We live out in Rosenberg.
You live in Rosenberg?
Yeah.
God, it's like forever away from here, isn't it?
No, it's not too bad. Ever since they opened up a third lane of at 59 and 99 going all the way down, the traffic flows through freely now.
Okay.
Except when you're going north in the morning. There's still only two lanes there. So that kind of sucks.
Well, I mean, that's the worst time to do it, right? Like,
well, not really.
You work out there too?
I'm working in Sugar Land.
Oh, okay. So you don't have to go all the way into the city then?
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, like, I remember December, we were filling in for John and Lance, and we had to be here and get ready for 7 o'clock. I could leave my house. If I left my house at 6:15, I could get here with plenty of time to spare.
Okay. Well, that's not too bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad at all.
Well, would you be? You're not willing to do that, though. I can already tell.
Willing to do
what?
If
that dog's bad, let that dog walk too close to the retention.
Nah, we'd give it away, sell it, or something like that. Plus, we have a
that's a bad look too, though. That makes you look like a bad person. You know that, right?
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. I'm giving it a good home.
Yeah, but basically, what you're saying is,
what's one man's trash, AJ, is another man's treasure. Besides, we got a good friend. Their dog just died, and they had a Chiweenie or a Dachshund or something like that. And we have another friend whose dog died recently.
When you you can't just. It's like if you adopted a kid, you couldn't just keep it for a while and then find out that it's bad and be like,
"That's a human being, though, AJ. This is a dog.
This is the same thing.
No, it is not.
You can't adopt a dog and then be like,
bro, it's a dog.
It's more work than
I
thought.
It's not a kid.
I'm telling you, that'd be a really bad look. I'm warning you now.
We're not going to do that, number one, because that's not going to happen. You're trying to speak that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. Don't do it.
I'm not doing that.
I think you are.
Plus, if it's bad, your wife is going to keep it anyway. And it's obvious that you don't wear the pants in your household.
Nah, my wife ain't keeping that dog if it's bad.
She will.
No, she won't.
If she wanted it, she's going to keep it.
You don't know my wife.
I know who runs that house. It ain't you.
You got to be messed up, dude.
No, I can tell. The hell we're getting a dog tomorrow. Got a dog.
I can't lie. Like, I did not want a dog, but when I saw him and they were holding and playing with him, I was like, okay, yeah, let's get this dog. Like, he's so cute. He's so chill. Just sits there and the kids hold him. He's like, oh, we have a dog, Dad. Look, we have a dog.
Your kid's first dogs, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have got him a good dog. That's a bummer.
Oh, well.
Your kids are going to grow up thinking that all dogs are stupid now.
Here's the perfect thing, though. Here's the perfect thing.
Because you had to have a small dog.
Andrew's 16. Maddie is 13. The dog will only live maybe about 15 years or so.
I feel like Chihuahuas live forever. I don't know.
No,
They don't?
No, they do not live forever.
Well, that's a good deal.
12, 15 years tops.
That's a long time still.
That is. However, they'll both be moving out. When the dog's getting later on in life, the dog will move out with one of them.
What are you going to take it to college?
Hey, I'll pay for it.
I don't think that works. All right. We have more calls on dogs. I don't know if I want to talk about dogs all day. I feel like we've done it for a while. But we'll hit a break. We'll figure it out on the other side. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
No Fred Fowler, Jermaine Every in for Fred. I'm AJ. I'm here pretty much all the time. Head out to the second annual MicroZier's Heisman Players Weekend, June 20th through 23rd. All benefiting the MicroZier Cancer Foundation. A weekend full of former Heisman winners and fun events, including 36 holes of championship golf at Black Horse Golf Club, a father-son lunch with the athletes, plus a memorabilia show at the Wyndham. For more information and to reserve your spot now, head to hometeamevents.org. And we'll be out at the Big City Wings on Rayford tomorrow from 4 to 7, so make sure you stop out and see us there. Barry Laminack will be filling in for me. It's good for him because He's got to drive like 5 minutes from his house to get there.
He can probably get that riding lawnmower and drive over there if he doesn't get it stuck in the mud again.
Yeah, probably. I don't know if he does that.
Nah, I wouldn't advise.
I don't believe riding it on the street is a good idea. I'd ride a car with air conditioning. It's probably the best move.
Probably so. Probably. But I'm just saying it's that close in proximity.
Yeah. He could if he wanted to.
If he wanted to, if he so choose.
Let's talk to Paul. Hello, Paul.
How you doing today, Blitzers?
We're doing sports, sir.
I understand. I just want to talk about the dog a minute. I got a long-haired Chihuahua. It mine's good. It's a good dog and everything. Barks a lot, but and that's pretty much all I got on that. But on the Texas thing, fire every one of them and redo the whole freaking thing.
Yeah, if only it were that easy.
Paul sounds like a country Targaryen.
What does that mean?
I mean, he's got the accent and just wants to fire everybody. Blow up the whole thing. Country Targaryen. See what I did there? Anyway, that fell flat.
I mean, if you want a courtesy laugh, I'll give you one. But
Nah. I don't want no courtesy laugh or a sympathy laugh.
Let's see. A couple of things from the tweets. Jose says, every Chihuahua or anything mixed with a Chihuahua is annoying and stupid, and they're ugly.
No. Not my dog.
And then Steven says, don't you have a corgi? What's their IQ? Now, I do have a corgi. My corgi is not as smart as the German Shepherd, but he's still pretty smart. Like he, mm-hmm. I mean, he's not a dumb dog by any stretch.
Right.
Like, the corgi's smarter than my kids. My shepherd's smarter than my wife. That's like, yeah, that's pretty good.
Good? Is that good?
Yeah, it's a good dog.
Dude, man.
My dog does the long division.
Your dog does long division.
Without a calculator.
So you're saying your dog does your son's homework?
My dog does my taxes. I got a smart dog. You got a tweenie.
Hey, he's cute.
That's what matters to you.
And he's chill.
If that's what matters to you.
He does not have a lot of long hair that sheds everywhere. And like,
oh, now that's a problem. My dogs do shed, both of them.
Dude, I've gone into houses before, and clients will literally have tumbleweeds of hair from their dogs.
Mm. Yeah, we keep... I say we. My wife does a really good job keeping the dogs... fur from being all over the place, but they do shed a lot. I know it's a pain in the ass for her.
My wife is, but she's, and it's funny because none of her friends thought that she would ever get a dog because she's so OCD about keeping things clean. But they have like this routine when they take the dog out for a walk or to go use it outside or whatever. Like, she brings it back in, she wipes him down with these doggy wipes to clean him off. There's this refreshing oil or spray that they use also that like helps him smell better. He's so pampered and spoiled. Like, I don't think that dog will ever stink longer than like 3 seconds that it takes him to get him from outside inside and wipe him down.
I think she'll get tired of it pretty soon.
No, she is. You, like I told you, you don't know my wife.
She's, I don't,
very particular about that kind of thing.
Okay.
Extremely particular.
Does she clean you up?
Annoyingly particular.
Does she clean you up?
No, but she has been told me on occasion to hurry up and get in the shower because my musty balls stink.
Okay.
Yeah, so she doesn't like for me to disrobe and linger around the bathroom too long before I get in the shower. She says, no, you need to disrobe and get in the shower. Your balls stink.
All right. Well, I mean, I guess she's honest with you at least.
Oh, very honest.
I'm never smelly. I'm very well groomed.
Yeah, right.
Very well groomed.
I don't want to know that.
One of the things that I wanted to get to today. Do you know who has the apparently, and I always say, I mean, this is kind of lame to guess how tough a schedule is in the NFL before any games start getting played. You know, has the easiest schedule in the AFC?
In the AFC, who would have the easiest schedule? I'm going to guess it was 9 times out of 10 a last place team from last year or close to it who probably didn't do very well in the AFC.
Well, I can already tell by doing this math, you're never going to get the New England Patriots. Who, now granted, they've got 6 games against the Jets, Dolphins, and Bills, which that's always a good start.
But I think it's
you
always...
You don't have to play the Patriots.
Yeah, it's based off of last year's schedule.
The way that this one's done is based off Las Vegas odds and projections of how teams will do.
So basically, it's I mean, they're going to factor a lot of that kind of stuff in, the changes that certain teams made in the offseason as far as draft and free agency is concerned. Turnover on the roster, coaching staff, so on and so forth, expectations, part of last season's scores and whatnot, and totals and overs, unders, things like that. But like you said, when you're playing 6 games against the Bills, Dolphins, and Jets, teams are who are perpetual losers.
Yeah, they're bad.
Don't even get close to sniffing the playoffs. I mean, it makes for a pretty damn easy schedule.
New England's schedule, the Patriots have 4 games against teams that Vegas views as top 10 Super Bowl contenders. Chiefs, at Eagles, Steelers, and Browns. 3 of those will be at home. On a team like the Dolphins has to play 7 games against top 10 contenders. Patriots times 2, Chargers, Steelers, Colts, Browns, Eagles. 4 of those are on the road. Another part of the formula is the first 3 games of the season. Those are going to be weighted slightly more than the other 13 games because they tend to be a good indicator of how teams will play throughout the year. And if you go winless in your first 3 games, basically you're not making the playoffs. Only four teams since 1990 have made the playoffs after an 0-3 start, including last year's Houston Texans.
Anomaly.
But 3-0 means usually good things for you. If you start off 3-0, 76% of teams make the playoffs. So that's pretty good too. But the Patriots, pretty easy schedule.
Let me see if I can guess who has, and that's just the AFC you said?
Yeah.
Second easiest schedule in the AFC. I'm going to go with the Colts.
Now, second here, it's maybe this isn't the maybe this is just the AFC East. This article just talks about only the AFC East. So, yeah. I don't know. It might be the Colts.
Yeah, it's I mean, you know, when they're some of those different formulas, I like the fact that they're using a bunch of different metrics in order to measure this and not just strictly going by record. Because most of the time when they're going by record, that's what like ESPN lazily will throw out there. And they'll say, oh, this team has the easiest schedule. And, it, you know, over in the corner of the column, it says based off winning percentage from last year. And it's like, dude, like there's teams that go 4-12 one year, bounce back and have like an 11-5 season the following season simply because they, you know, may have had an injury or really good draft, spent a ton of money in free agency, so on and so forth. So you can't account for last year's record as far as who has the toughest or
well, but that's why I say they're trying to like they're trying to project like the Browns are a top 10 Super Bowl contender for next year. I don't know if that's even legit.
Here's my thing. I think especially by that coming from Vegas, I'm thinking that they're getting that because money is coming in on the Browns, and so now they're weighted a little bit differently than other teams, especially after the Odell Beckham trade.
Okay. A couple people have some questions for you. Do you carry your dog in a purse?
Hell no. I haven't even carried the dog.
Will you carry it in a purse?
Hell no.
Does your wife carry it in a purse?
No. We didn't buy that. It's stupid. It's a dog. It walks.
Okay.
I put it in the purse.
It's kind of a purse-sized dog.
Yeah, but that's like what riches and elites and weirdos do. Like, oh, we ain't that kind of family.
You're in a neighborhood with a retention pond. You're a rich.
No, far from it. Far from it. I'll show you my house on break, and you tell me if I'm a rich.
The Real Housewives of Rosenberg? Is that a show yet?
I hope not.
I hope it is. All right, and then David says, who says disrobe? That's a good point. I don't know anybody who says disrobe until you said that.
Dude, there's some words that we need to bring back into the lexicon. Disrobe is one of them.
I have several. It seems useless. All right, guys. if you are having trouble with fertility, say you want a kid and you're struggling, it's not always the lady's fault. It could be your fault. And the Y factor, they can take care of. Fertility is a natural capability to conceive children. And they've got reproductive urologists who specialize in male fertility. 50% of infertility issues are due to male problems. So if you're experiencing trouble conceiving or you've had multiple miscarriages, there could be a way to fix it. And the other guys, what they're going to do, there's a bias that says women have to undergo extra treatment to make up for the decreased fertility of the man. The Y factor says it doesn't have to be that way. They can perform a complete evaluation combined with a physical exam, figure out the exact cause of the potential problem. Then they've got a specialized treatment plan, and the goal is to improve both your testosterone and the quality and number of sperm, which increases your chances of conceiving naturally through relations. The Y Factor, dedicated to men's urological wellness. Schedule your appointment at mancenters.com and join June is Men's Health Month, so it's the perfect time to book your annual checkup. Once again, that's mancenters.com. Get out there to the Y Factor. Need a taste of your own medicine.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, I got to tell you guys about Twin Peaks. Join us at Twin Peaks Kirby on Tuesday, June 18th from 4 to 7. Grab some food, drinks, catch the Miss Twin Peaks contest. What? And Gold Cup games that'll be playing on their wall-to-wall televisions. We'll be out there next Tuesday, June 18th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Twin Peaks Kirby. Twin Peaks Kirby, the Blitz, will be out there.
Halfway through the show, AJ.
We made it.
Like Joel says, 90 in the rear view, 90 in the windshield. Something like that. I like 90 out the poo shooter, 90 on the plate.
Whoa. We don't talk like that.
We can call people dickweed. We can't say poo shooter.
I don't do either of those things. No, I'm a professional. I'm a professional broadcaster, sir. And that's.
I'm just trying to bring some levity to the situation. You're over there all buttoned up and serious now that you're corporate.
Probably. Yeah. I don't know.
That's how it goes.
That is how it goes. You've noticed that too, huh, Aaron? I'm just not the same guy.
I wouldn't say that.
Is he a little more serious, Aaron, now that he wears the big hat?
Only when he's walking in the hallway.
Oh, okay.
Once he steps in the room, I mean.
Different guy.
It's classic AJ.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's been pretty much
the same. Same old, same old.
Yeah. It's good.
Some things never change for me.
But in the hallway, he's got a lot of stuff to do. He's got enough stuff on his plate that you can't stop and talk to him for, 30 seconds.
That's what I try to do. I walk with a purpose in the hallway because I don't want people to just like chit chat me because I don't have time. Because when I'm not doing like my management job, I'm trying to take time to prep the show.
Right.
So I've always got something going on, and I need to. I try to leave my door open all the time. I had to close it today. Then Aaron knocked on it when I was trying to get some work done.
So it's Aaron's fault if something got dropped today.
I mean, today, yeah.
Okay.
My door is pretty much always open, but today I was like, people kept coming in and sticking their head in. We've got new interns, and for whatever reason, some of the interns feel like they need to talk to me, which I don't understand. They're just like, hey, how's it going today? And I'm like, good. How's it going for you? And then they actually wanted to, I don't.
See, what you have to do is when they do that and they say, hey, how's it going? It's going pretty good. I'm kind of busy right now. Why? What's up?
I usually just give a wave like, hey, and often don't reply to how's it going, which is probably rude.
It is.
You need to start doing the headphone thing.
And just have them not connected to anything?
Yeah.
That's a good move.
Just get some, if you don't have Bluetooth ones, get a cheap busted pair and just cut the cord off so everybody thinks they're Bluetooth headphones. So whenever you're walking around, they think you're connected to your phone or to your laptop.
Do you have an iPhone?
I do.
Do you have the old iPhone earbuds, earplugs or whatever?
Yeah.
Just cut the thing off. They'll look like AirPods and you can just walk around like that.
I could do that. Or do you use a Bluetooth?
Not a Bluetooth.
Like a Bluetooth headset?
Not to talk on the phone, no.
No?
That's like for old people.
Is that an old people thing?
Dude, Anthony Spice Adams has a whole deal, a whole bit on what old school, like old school black guys do. And part of it is having on a Bluetooth.
How old are you again? 38, 39?
Yeah, 38.
I mean, you're kind of old.
You're the same age. So are you old?
I mean, I'm kind of old.
I'm not that old.
I'm middle-aged.
I'm not willing to say I'm middle-aged yet. I'm sorry. I'm totally in denial about it.
You're middle-aged. Trust me.
Look, leave me alone about it. I'm not middle-aged. I'm still cool.
Now, but Bluetooth is not a, it's not really a, like Bluetooth headsets. That's, it's never been a thing in the white community.
Really?
Not really. We don't do that. Like Bluetooth, I used a Bluetooth in my truck.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're in your vehicle, yeah, it's perfectly acceptable to use a Bluetooth. But I mean, to just have just the Bluetooth to talk on the phone with, that's,
I think the Bluetooth on the phone thing is black people and Asians. Is what I'd note. Those are the most likely to be talking. Because, like, sometimes you hear people talking and you think, oh, that guy must be like a crazy, you know, like a homeless guy, or he's insane or something.
You know what?
And then it's like, oh, no, that's just a guy talking on Bluetooth. And
the main white people that I've seen use it are truckers. Because truckers have this, it looks like, back in the day, how like the phone people used to be at the phone company, where they have the little thing, the headset, and have the little microphone to it. Their Bluetooth is noise canceling, so it looks like this massive thing on their head with a microphone to their mouth.
That seems like a lot.
It is.
Black guys like to use the necklace.
No, you know what? No, I do know a white guy that does have that.
You know,
and he
white
wears
guy?
It all the time. I work with him.
Really?
Yes.
I've never seen a white guy use that.
All the time. All the time.
Man, is he married to a black lady?
No.
Got a white family, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
You take a picture of that and tweet it out.
I'm not tweeting it out. I'll send it to you.
And then I can tweet it out?
I'll ask him if it's okay.
No, that's no fun. I mean, just...
He's cool about it. He'll be like, yeah, sure, go
just
ahead.
Just say I saw this guy. White guy wearing a Bluetooth necklace.
I'm telling you, I will send you a pic. I will tweet out a picture of it.
It's like a more like a collar than a necklace, I suppose.
It looks like it, yeah.
I never understood that.
My dad is like classic old school black
guy. He does
guy
that?
Because he has the little singular little Bluetooth.
Oh, he's like the thing that sticks off, yeah, his ear, like RoboCop little singular, looking
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, just the singular little thing.
He uses that?
Yeah.
Like, why is it so hard to just hold the phone up to your face?
I don't know. I don't know, bro. But he's normally talking and doing other stuff, so I could see why sometimes he would need it, but yeah, he loves that thing.
I feel like if white people do it, usually they use like the earbuds that come with the phone that's got the little microphone on the cable.
Yeah, and you know what else I've seen white people do when they do it? Like, they'll do that, but they'll hold like they the microphone.
Yeah, like...
Like, you don't need to hold it.
You don't need to do that, yeah.
It's picking up on the volume. There's no need to, like, hold it here. Like, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. Technology's a good thing, but it's kind of... It makes us crazy.
It makes us look really stupid sometimes.
Yeah, there's some things I don't like. I don't need that. I don't need the Bluetooth headset. I'm against that, actually. I guess in the car, it's good.
Now, I didn't realize, like, my Beats, I can actually talk through those. I didn't realize that until one day I got a phone call. I was in the middle of, like, doing
something. I told you you're a rich.
Bro, let me tell you how I got my Beats.
Well, first tell people you got a brand new house.
Oh, my God.
Brand new dog.
Yeah.
You're making big bucks.
I drive a used car, and I bought it used.
Used Benz?
No.
Beamer?
No.
Cadillac?
No.
What is it?
It's a nice car.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're
It's a nice car.
You're trying to project...
It's a nice car.
You project wealth onto others when you're just trying to hide it from yourself.
Nah, dude, I'm telling you, I'm not a rich.
You're
rich. I just know how to manage my money.
Okay.
Yeah, I just know how to manage my money.
I drive a Ford.
I wish I could afford one.
No, please. Please. What kind of car do you drive? Say the name. Say the brand.
It's a really nice silver car.
Okay. All right. I got a feeling you could afford a Ford. What are you driving, Aaron?
Mazda.
Mazda. See, we're driving Fords and Mazdas around here. We're humble people.
Yeah, but what
unlike
year
Fred, is, Fred's got a Cadillac now.
What year is your Ford?
20-something.
Yeah, right. You know what year it is.
2015.
Exactly. Mine's is a 2006.
My truck's probably got more miles than your car.
Probably so. Yeah, you do live pretty far.
Yeah. I just drive it everywhere.
Yeah, that's true too.
But I drive, like, I my last truck, I drove it until someone smashed into me.
Oh, well, yeah.
Then I would have drove that. I'd still be driving that truck. That was a 2007.
I think mine's has like 120 or so thousand miles on
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah, about 120.
Mine just hit 100,000. So it's, I mean, I'll catch you by the end of the year. But yeah, I'd say if someone hadn't pulled out in front of me mm-hmm. and totaled that truck, I'd still drive that truck. I'm yeah. not into fancy cars. I'm not a fancy man.
I was just into it was a nice car. It'll last long.
Uh-huh.
And it's a good quality car.
Okay.
Because I got a person that helps me out with it. No.
Lexus. Yeah, of course. I should have known. That should have been my first guess. I didn't want to racially profile you, but I should have. That should have been my first guess.
Aaron would have probably said Lexus on the first try.
He probably would have. Yeah, Aaron would. He's not as sensitive to it. I actually waited till late in the game to guess Lexus because I didn't yeah. want you to say why because I'm black. I wanted to guess all those other things.
Well,
first.
What's funny is I'm surprised you didn't realize what kind of car, because the car was in the picture when I showed you the house.
I was looking at the house. I wasn't looking at the car. I'm not in your business.
That's good.
Like,
that's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Your wife could have been naked in the front window. I didn't see it.
See, there we go.
Because that was none of my business. I was just looking at the house. All right, we'll be back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 975.
You're listening to The Blitz, Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
Blitz. Hey, what's up? We're all a bit too fanatical with this silly thing called sports, but every now and then we're reminded why sports is bar none the greatest reality show going.
Jay Hoffman.
I'm with him. That's why it's fun when there's drama. Lillard hitting that shot from 2 miles away is dramatic. You know, the Sharks getting 4 goals in 5 minutes is dramatic. That's why we love sports.
Weekdays from 4 to 7 on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we're back on The Blitz, wrapping up hour number two. We've been kind of all over the board. I didn't really want to talk about sports today. We'll talk a little bit about game six tonight. Actually, let's hit game seven from last night. The Blues won.
It was a good game. I like the way
they
crowded the net to kind of on both sides of the ice. And I noticed what they were doing. They were like making sure like there weren't any rebounds that the Bruins could get and knock in. So, and when they were on
that's
offense,
yeah, that's
they
enough.
Kind of.
That's enough.
Yeah.
You're going too deep. It was 2-0. When I started watching, and that was in the second. Excuse me.
5:51.
And I was like, 2-0 is pretty much over. And then I flipped around. Where did I watch? I watched a little bit of Pulp Fiction, which was on some movie channel. I don't even know what movie channel it was on. So I watched a little bit of that. And then I flipped back over to the hockey. And it was 3-0. And then right when I flipped back, they scored a goal. So it made it 4-0. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, that's the end of that. And then Boston scored some cheap goal. And I was like, oh, well, okay.
You got a little chip shot, knocked it in.
Yeah, feel good about yourselves. But the game six tonight, I think it's interesting. I've heard a lot of people, and I mean, it's good. It's good that the series is interesting. It's good that I don't know that anybody's got a real great feel for how tonight's going to go. The last game in Oracle, which is kind of cool. I expect the Warriors to win. I don't know if they'll win the series, but I said when they won game five, if they have to win, they had to win game five, six, and seven. Game five was going to be the toughest one.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And we'll see how they react or respond to not having Kevin Durant, but not that they had him through the first four games, but he played a big role in that game five win in very limited minutes. But I think they'll win tonight in game six. Game seven, I'm not sure, but I think they'll win at home. I don't think they're going to go out meekly. But Toronto's good, and they've outplayed them so far in this series, so it's not going to shock me if the Raptors win, but I'll take the Warriors for tonight. But it's been a lot different series than I thought it would be.
Yeah, it's been really interesting. One of the keys to this series, though, to keep the Warriors in it as much as they have been, has been Klay Thompson shooting 57% from three-point range.
He's good
in
at
this
sports.
Series.
I contest that Klay Thompson is the most underrated player in the NBA. And there's a lot of people who will say he's the most overrated player in the NBA. Maybe we disagree on where he's rated, but I don't think Klay Thompson gets nearly enough credit for what he does.
This is one thing I will agree with you on here, because he's very underrated in the fact that it's not just everybody looks at his shooting. That's great.
Well, he's the best. But he's the second best shooter in the world.
Exactly. The best shooter just so happens to be his teammate.
Yeah.
But his defense is what makes him so underrated. I mean, he may not be like this shutdown guy where he's like, okay, if we put Klay on this guy's not scoring tonight.
Right.
But he's good enough to be mentioned in some of the top defensive circles in the league, as far as one-on-one defenders in the league.
Yeah, I think so too. And it's rare. It's and it's not unheard of that guys are really great on both ends. And you can look at Toronto and see the guy who might be the best two-way player in the league.
No, he is.
In Kawhi Leonard. But Klay Thompson is an incredible offensive weapon. And you can argue maybe he's limited offensively, he's not creating his own shot.
Mm-hmm.
And those are fair arguments, but this is a dude who's what did he put up in a half once? Was it, he put up 40-something points in a half?
It was like 30-something or 40, something like that.
Come on, bro.
I mean, he scored, it was like he ended up scoring like 60 or so points in like roughly 30 or so minutes.
Yeah, there's not many guys that can do that. And he's a guy who's also valuable on the defensive end. That's to me, he's really, really good. And he's a big reason why the Warriors are where they are as a franchise.
Yeah. He also knows how to take advantage of that mismatch when he gets switched onto a smaller guard in the post. Now, there's where he can kind of create his own shot. But, I mean, it's a mismatch in the post against a smaller guard. So,
And people always argue, well, what would he be if he wasn't on the Warriors? And I don't know. I mean, that's a fair question. In this system, the guy's a freakishly great weapon. I don't know what he'd be somewhere else. You know, I think if he were on a team like the Rockets, everybody on the team likes to shoot the three.
Yeah.
I think he'd be just as deadly. If
he was on a team like the Rockets or even the Lakers with a guy like a LeBron with the drive and dish. Hell, if he was on the Raptors with a guy like Kawhi who could drive and dish. Imagine Klay Thompson taking all those outside shots instead of Kyle Lowry.
That's what I say. I think a guy like Klay Thompson, that game travels to me.
For
like,
sure.
Wherever he's at, he's going to be successful. I don't know if he can be the best player on a team that wins. I honestly think there's like five or six guys in the league who are good enough. Like, if that's your best player, you've got a chance to win a title. And there are probably guys who are better than Klay that I don't have on that list. James Harden. So if I say James Harden can't be the best player on a championship team, it's hard for me to say Klay Thompson can be.
Right.
But Klay Thompson is also not in the MVP conversation every year. I mean, he's more deserving of that kind of talk than people will give him credit for. And the fact that he didn't make any all-NBA team
is stupid.
It's stupid. It really is.
Here's my thing. Klay Thompson is about the best Robin any Batman in the league could ask for.
Well, I said this. I asked RJ, RJ Bell and I think we're talking about this. And we were talking about how Klay Thompson, no team in the league has a better third player than the Warriors. And I said, I'd argue that Klay Thompson is better than most other teams' second player. Best player.
Exactly.
He might be the best number two in the league.
I think
and
so.
Not only just the best number three, he might be the best two in the league. And there, Like Russell Westbrook, you can make an argument for. I'd rather, if I could choose which guy I want on my team, Clay or Russ, I'll take Clay.
I'll take Clay all day. Not just for the simple fact that Russ is crazy Russ and he has all that whole thing with him, but when I look at a guy who I want to be my number two, I'd rather have a guy who can shoot, like you said, second best shooter in the world.
Yeah.
He can also defend. You know, he can take advantage of, like I said, those smaller guards and the mismatches. And he's not going to lose you a game by making a boneheaded mistake. So when you factor all of those things in, Klay Thompson is an underrated, smart basketball player as well. I don't think people give him enough credit for making the right decisions. I mean, sure, all the Warriors, the Warriors as a team has a turnover problem. They have brain farts from time to time. But Klay isn't one of those guys who's going to consistently make those boneheaded plays and turnovers, and especially at times when it could potentially kill you or lose you a game.
Yeah, I'm going through these teams trying to figure out if there's somebody that I like, a second best player I like more than Clay. I don't think so. I think I'll take Clay.
You're not going to find one. You can keep looking. It's pretty funny to watch you over there scroll through all this with that look on your face, but you're not going to find one.
Jimmy Butler better than Clay?
Who would you say is the best player on that team?
Joel Embiid.
I wouldn't take Jimmy Butler over Clay.
I don't think I would either.
I mean, but notice how we both had to kind of pause, think about it for a second, but ultimately quickly came to that decision. We'd take Clay over Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Especially because of the age factor.
Yeah, I think he might be the best number two on, and he's their number three. Well, he's their number two now, so I guess you might as well embrace it. But I think he's going to have to be the man if they're going to keep this thing going. So
I think him and Steph are going to have to combine for anywhere between at least bare minimum 60, 65, upwards of 70, 75 points a game.
Yeah.
This game to pull this out, and same thing in game 7 if they can pull it out.
Some things I want to talk about on the other side. Well, we see Dr. Dre on 290. He's got a Bluetooth thing, which I don't know if I like it. It looks like a golf tee attached to your head. It's not a good look.
He's a driver. He's a truck driver, though. So
yeah,
he was basically saying that he doesn't wear the McDonald's headset like the other truck drivers do.
And then Lamont brings up a conversation that I want to get into in a little more detail, and we'll do that on the other side of the break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
It's all in my mind. This is just love playing tricks on
ESPN 97.5.